The nature of the problem has not been revealed, but local businesses have expressed their disbelief at what is unfolding and are wondering how there could be such a major glitch so early in the project. Speaking to Red FM News, these business owners on the main street say it would spell disaster for Bandon if the issue is not resolved quickly.
They have to sort it because they have a lot of work done, and I just hope that they can sort their differences out with the OPW. The town is at risk again. That's the way we look at it.
Very difficult, but you know, you just have to get on with it. And we were open within 24 hours, but we do not want it happening again, ever.
We've been shredded to bits multiple times over it. So, I mean, obviously, it's a killer, you know, and it's, I mean, we thought it was done with at this stage. I mean, everything was going to be resolved, but here we are again.
Spokesperson for the Bandon Flood Relief Group, Gillian Powell, says there's a feeling of deja vu around the town as a similar stoppage to sewage works in 2012 has yet to recommence. Locals say they will not stand for such lengthy delays this time round.
We have to work this out together, and walking away is going to be absolutely devastating for this town. It will be an unbelievable backlash, and it will ruin the reputation of very many people, it has to be said.
Orla Reardon, Red FM News, Bandon.